But that was my post office coat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just a...
Colt's the same as Pine Tree.
Yeah.
Now, how far is it from Forest City?
Colt
uh-huh.
is 9 miles.
9 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Which direction?
North.
North. I see. And so mm-hmm. that was where you and Mr. had lived.
Yes,
for the most
20,
part.
For 29 years. And we lived out on Crawler's Ridge, they call it. Mm-hmm. He owned a farm out there, and I did too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved here. And so we could put the cows out in the pasture. They got dry, and we didn't have any water there in the hills for them. And the cows all run out again, and in this country ran loose, and they had mm-hmm. water and pasture and everything, and that's why we moved. We had quite a bunch of cattle and hogs. We moved out there.
That's really interesting. Well, another thing I was kind of curious about was, do you remember what part of England your parents came from? Did they ever tell you?
I think they came from Shropshire.
From
Shropshire? I think uh-huh. they did. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Well, I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. I heard of, a poem one time called Shropshire Lad.
Yeah, well, that's the name of the little town they came from. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that is really interesting. Well, maybe that's why you have such nice manners and everything. You had that English upbringing or something.
Yeah, that is it. And my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just a common, ordinary woman, but she was sweet and nice. And her family was. And we were all neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. So now, when you got married, and then when you first got married, where were you living?
In
I know.
Well, I got married. I lived in up in the hills, close to Powers Community.
Close to the Powers, what's now called Powers Community.
Yes, and what is now called.
But it did not have a name.
No,
then,
ma'am. No, ma'am. Just all big farmers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was where you were living when you first got married.
Yes, ma'am.
Now then, this first husband, where did y'all live?
We lived south of Widener, this way, uh-huh. east farm there in Widener. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So you've lived different places than you lived up at. And you lived at Crowley's Ridge?
On Crowley's Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it runs down to Helena.
Mm-hmm.
That big bluff jumps off of Crowley's Ridge right into the Mississippi River.
It does.
And Helena is right at the foot of Crowley's Ridge itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's below Marianna.
Below
Marianna. Yes,
sir. And then you moved to Colt.
Yes,
ma'am.
Well, we call Pine Tree.
Yeah,
yes,
Pine Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Colt was the post office address.
Yes,
said,
ma'am.
But Pine Tree.
Well, I've often wondered since I've known the name of that place, and I've known it since I was a child, and I've often wondered where it got its name.
Mm-hmm.
And the old settlers, they have wondered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Caldwell was named after a family there that, you know, moved there first
mm-hmm.
and settled there, and then there was a Dr. Caldwell.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they got his name, Caldwell, but can anybody yet have ever figured out where Colt, how come this little place on the side of the highway was called Colt?
I know, that's a kind
just
of
a little station, like,
uh-huh.
you know.
Uh-huh.
But the highway goes through it now, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just the old clay roads, just like they all were when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, my oldest brother, used to live at Caldwell.
Oh, he did.
And farmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's really interesting. So, it's funny you've lived so different places, but they're all just right here in St. Francis County.
Mm-hmm.
You've never.
Mm-hmm.
Except you said you went to Missouri once
one time.
9 or 10 months. That was all you could take of that.
That cold weather, and my daughter went with us, and then when she came back and her baby was born and her husband was sick, and they got back home so they could get some doctors to doctor him. He come near dying.